Whether you were for or against Nashville's multi-billion dollar mass transit plan, the question now is, what happened? Were there problems with the plan, or did one side just do a better job than the other at delivering their message? WPLN reporter Tony Gonzalez is in the studio to help dissect the results and what comes next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So we had reporters out at the polls last week and yesterday. What were the voters saying were the reasons they voted no?
We heard most of all that people didn't want to pay more taxes or more taxes for this plan. That seemed to be especially the case with older voters who were heavily targeted by referendum opponents. I want you to hear Dottie Raddatz. She's a retiree from South Nashville who says she didn't even consider voting for the plan because of the taxes.
I mean, I live in a condo. The taxes are already up to the sky and back. And when you're older, you're looking at your budgeting, you know, and what you have left. It's just not going to do it. Just not going to cut the mustard.
Another concern we heard was that not enough areas of Nashville would be served, and still others were worried about construction and detours while the system was being built. There were also people who were just skeptical that a downtown tunnel was even feasible. So there were a long list of reasons that someone might latch onto.
Well, both sides blitzed the voters with all kinds of ads, but obviously the opposition won out. Why do you think their message was more effective?
Well, first, let me start with the transit supporters. One reason may have just been sort of muddiness in the message. On the flip side, the opponents were very targeted and had a simple, clear message that this was too expensive and the wrong plan. I think their mission was probably easier. A lot of voters we heard from were willing to vote against the plan if they could find a single reason to be worried about it. And they also were clearly effective in North Nashville in talking to, you know, mostly black voters saying that the plan would not benefit them. And that was despite there being a light rail line and a rapid bus line that would have gone into North Nashville.
The geographic differences were really sharp in this vote. News Channel 5 produced this map that was really striking. It showed a big red shape of no surrounding a very small blue dot of yes.
Right, yeah, only five urban council districts ended up in favor. Even areas that would have had light rail service a little farther out voted against it. And arguably, those communities would have had the largest benefit. Riding that train longer would be a larger travel time savings, but they went against it. This does leave me wondering, what do the voters really want in the future? Because on one hand, they're saying that this plan was too expensive. On the other hand, they're saying they want a more regional plan that goes more places, which could cost billions of dollars more. So going forward, I'm not sure how officials are going to sort out the amount of service and the cost to actually deliver it.
Well, some people have suggested that the plan and the vote was rushed, but the foundation for this idea was years in the making, though, right?
I would separate the plan and the vote. The vote may have been rushed. I think there's an argument that transit supporters could have put this on a later ballot and had more support. But the plan itself, I think it's hard to say that that was rushed. People may forget, but the MTA, the transit officials, were working on a project called N-Motion since back in 2015. And this vote largely followed those ideas. And back then, they had about 20,000 people who engaged with meetings or took surveys, and a lot of people said they liked light rail best. However, at that time, there was not a specific price tag or a tax increase that was being discussed, and I just think that once the broader community saw the price tag, they really kind of balked and they voted no.
Well, so what's next? Will some of the so-called alternative plans actually be considered?
Yes and no. I think some are more realistic than others. Double-decker interstates or even widening the interstates, the officials with TDOT, which is, you know, again, that's the interstates are the state, not Nashville itself, but state officials are saying it's not realistic to greatly expand the interstates. As far as regional plans, that's also complicated. State law says that if you want to raise taxes specifically for transit, you have to do it one county at a time. All of that said, there are some other ideas from the MTA and in motion that will probably be considered first. I should say officials are saying that they're going to get to work on this immediately, but that could still take a while. The defeat here was, you know, a clear message not to bring back anything similar anytime soon. Plus, we've got a mayoral election coming up this month, another one next year. it really matters who is in the mayor's office, what their ideas are, and how quickly they want to move on a new transit idea.
Well, thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Tony Gonzalez has been covering the transit referendum, and while the vote is over, WPLN will continue to cover transit and transportation in the city and the region at wpln.org/transit.